McKim Urey, First South Farm Credit Loan Officer in Crowley, says a lot of farmers in her area are baling their rye straw in anticipation of quality hay being in short supply this winter. And a lot of crawfish farmers are worried about the effects of the drought on next year's crop.
There's a lot of word that crawfish aren't going to be surviving the drought, or they'll survive. They're going to be too low in the ground, and catches will be very low. Your count will be low. If you didn't flush your stubble, you probably won't have good regrowth on your stubble. If you drive by a farm and you see green stubble and good-looking stubble, that means they most likely flush it twice. But if you see it dead, that means that your stubble wasn't flushed enough and it couldn't get that regrowth for the crawfish. If you kept them hydrated and your ground good, then you should be fine with crawfish. It's putting a strain on everyone's pocketbook right now for fuel to keep those pumps running.
McKinley Urey, First South Farm Credit Loan Officer in Crowley.